Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we began our convention worship almost 1 week ago with those words of the Apostle to the Galatians that we have cherished in our hearts for so many years. The life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And guided by that word that speaks of the life in Christ that is ours, we have now taken counsel together for 1 week as to how we can live by that life that is in our hearts and spread that life to others. What a wonderful word of good cheer it is, even now as we prepare to go home, that he loved me and gave himself for me. And I hope that that word of good cheer made all of this worthwhile, and that it will take you back to your brothers and sisters and everyone that you meet back home and wherever you go as something that is the most important thing in your life. But I would lay one other word on your hearts as you go and as I go back to the places where God has called us to serve. And those of you who've heard me lead closing devotions before can probably guess what it is. It's the word of the Apostle to the little church in Philadelphia in Revelation chapter 3. These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have but little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I've always liked those words because they say God has given us an open door, a tremendous opportunity. How could you sit through a convention like this and not be aware of that open door that is all over the world? But I like those other words too. I know that you have but little strength. And that's so true of us, isn't it? Little church in Philadelphia wasn't very large, it wasn't very strong, it didn't have many resources to do what God wanted it to do in terms of spreading the word to the neighborhood and the community in times of persecution. I know you have but little strength. We feel that way a lot. We feel that way individually. We surely feel that way as a congregation, as a synod. We can't turn to our own strength. Trouble is, we try quite a bit to do that. We sometimes think that we can marshal enough votes, or we can argue more eloquently than someone else. We can get more and more power, and then we can do what needs doing. God still looks at us, this mighty, wonderful church body of more than 2.5 million people, still looks at us and says, I've given you the open door, and I've done it in spite of the fact that I know you have but little strength. But the clue comes in those next words. Yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. You have kept my word. God said that to Philadelphia, and I believe he says it to us too. We who have worked here these days, we have done so by keeping his word. It's his word that guides us. It's his word that gives us power. And side by side with that statement, you have not denied my name. Or stated positively, you have confessed my name. You have told the world what it means to be alive in Christ. Just keep doing that. Just keep the world informed. Just keep yourself informed, your congregation, your board, your commission, wherever you work and serve. Keep on confessing my name. Keep on keeping my word. And even though you have but little strength, I will bless you with my spirit because I have set before you an open door that no one can shut. Alive in Christ, may God help us walk through that door wherever it opens, whenever it opens, wherever it leads, because we too are people who seek by God's good Spirit to keep His word, to confess His name. After all, the life we live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. May He bless us all. Amen.